You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to Points to Paradise. I am so happy to have you here. Man, has it been a week. First of all, I don't know how it's almost 4th of July already. The year's half over, and I don't know how the heck that happened. I've been solo parenting for about a week now. If you're new around here, my husband fights wildfires, so he is gone a lot in the summertime, and we don't travel very much in the summertime, but I am in the process of planning lots of vacations coming up here in the fall and the winter, so that keeps me going through the summer. But solo parenting a almost three-year-old toddler by yourself is a lot of work, and then I also, on top of that, had her cousin, who is seven this week. I had him almost all week. We have some a family member in the hospital, and so things have just been super crazy around here, and I literally am so excited for our next vacation. Our next trip is coming up at the beginning of August, so I'm a little over a month out, and having that on the calendar, I say this all of the time, I am someone who needs to have a trip on the calendar all the time just to look forward to that, to like see that, to have. Part of the fun is just planning it, but just to be able to like know that I have that looking forward to, and that at the end of fire season, I'm going to get to go away with my husband on a trip. So we're going to San Antonio in August. We're staying at the JW Marriott in San Antonio. I'm so excited for that vacation. So this is my advice. Always have a trip on the calendar for you to look forward to while also working on planning another trip after that one as well. So yeah, it's been busy this week, but I have been working really hard behind the scenes for you on a brand new program that I'm hoping to launch in July. I'm working really, really hard, but with how crazy everything's been, it's really hard to like record lessons and all the things that are going to be a part of this program. But I can promise you, you are going to absolutely love it. And there is nothing like it in the travel points world. This is going to combine not only my expertise and my experience and all of the things that I've learned, but it's going to encompass an amazing community that I have been working on building over this last year. And I am about ready to just explode it even to a better community. And I cannot wait to share it with you. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So stay tuned for that in July. But today we're going to go ahead and dive into the top credit card offers out there right now as of June 2025. There are some really, really good offers out right now, and there's some really good offers coming. And so my students are almost overwhelmed with which card to pick next, as well as myself. So I wanted to bring it here on the podcast because that means you're probably like, what the heck do I do? There's so many different cards to choose from. And I hear all the time, like, don't you ever like run out of points? Don't you run out of cards to open? And no, it's actually the complete opposite. There's so many cards out there that I have like credit card paralysis and I can't decide which card to open. So I'm ready to open one right now. And I literally keep going back and forth between which one to open because there's just so many good ones and there's something coming too. So I'm like, should I wait for that? So I just wanted you to be aware of all of the things that are out there and what's happening in the travel points world. So let's start off with this one. It's such a good offer. I'm really, really thinking about grabbing this for my husband. So this is the Capital One Spark Cash card. Okay, it's a green Capital One card, and it is advertised as a cash back card. So the sign up bonus is spend $15,000 in the first 3 months and you get $1,500 cash back. Now you're probably thinking, what the heck you talk about not using cash back all the time. But this card, when it's paired with a Capital One Venture or a Venture X card, can actually be turned into points. And $1,500 cash would then be 150,000 points, which is an amazing sign-up bonus. I know the sign-up bonus is a little higher on the spending, so it's $15,000 in the first 3 months. But if you have a way to use it, or if you have a big expense coming up, or maybe your monthly spend is just that, if you can spend $15,000 in the first 3 months, I think this is an amazing card to get. $1,500 cash back or 150,000 points is great. If you don't have the Venture or Venture X, you might not want to get this because then you're just going to be stuck with cash back until you were to open one of those other and then transfer that cash back into points. This card's also a $0 annual fee for the first year, and then after that, it's $95. So it's a really, really good welcome offer. And if you're looking for some Capital One miles, this is a good one to grab. All right, moving on to IHG, which I don't talk about a whole lot on here, but this is a really good credit card offer. So this is the IHG One Rewards Premier. And by the way, I will link all of these cards in the show notes because it's a lot of cards to remember. But this IHG card is giving a sign-up bonus of 5 free night certificates at 60,000 points per night, which is really, really great. These, do keep in mind, you cannot cap them off. The IHG card, you can't cap those off with more points. And you have to spend those free night certificates within a year from when you get the card. So it's not when you hit the bonus and you get the certificates. It's from a year when you open the card. So have a way of using those free night certificates. Have something in mind. Don't just get it and then try and use them. I always recommend having a plan in place and then figuring out how to use this. IHG would be these would be great to use at like a Kimpton resort, some of the higher end resorts, or maybe you're like a sports family who travels a bunch and you just stay in like Holiday Inns. Again, this would be a great one, but I would stretch it to try and get some of those really nicer resorts that are around that 60,000 point per night price. For this offer, you have to spend $5,000 in the first 3 months, and the annual fee is $99. So if you have a way of using IHG reward free night certificates, this would be a great one to grab. Going on to the next one is Marriott Bonvoy Boundless. This card, I love this card so much. I grab it every time that this offer is available. So I grabbed it, I think it was 3 years ago. And then last year, they usually do this offer once a year. And then last year, I grabbed my husband this card when they did it. So again, 5 free night certificates. These are limited to 50,000 points per night, but you can cap these off with an additional 15,000 points. So you could go for 65,000 points a night. Same minimum spend, $5,000 in the first 3 months with an annual fee of $95. This is, I'm a big fan of Marriott. Go back a couple episodes. I did a whole deep dive into Marriott Bonvoy, but I really like this program. And I think there's some really amazing resorts that you can find for 50,000 points per night. I would say just be really flexible on your travel dates and stuff, because like the Phoenician, for example, is a resort I love in Phoenix. And sometimes I can find them for 50,000 points a night or around that. And then there's other times, like one of my clients was just looking and she said they were around 80,000 points. So she wouldn't be able to use these free night certificates. So if you have flexibility in your dates, you're going to find these really good sweet spots at nice resorts. And these are the same as IHG. So you have 1 year to use them or they expire. So again, have a plan in place, have a destination with the resort that you want to stay at, and you know that the nights you want to stay are at this price point so that you can use these free night certificates and not lose them. But I love this card. I have it, my husband has it, and it's a really good offer in my opinion. All right, so this one's actually not elevated, but it is the Capital One Venture X card. 75,000 points for a sign-up bonus when you spend 4,000 in the first 3 months, with a higher annual fee of $395. If you don't know much about Capital One Venture X, there's an entire episode that I deep dive into it. Go back and listen to that. But the reason I'm saying that this card is valuable right now is because, if you didn't hear, Capital One Venture X is changing their lounge access. So right now this card gives you lounge access to two additional guests, and it has always kind of been the premier card in the Travel Points world for lounge access. And they are taking that away for additional guests starting in February of 2026. So if you don't have this card, I think it's a great time to use it before those perks go away. It's another great card to use with those Capital One cash back cards to be able to convert that cash back into points. And I think it's just a great one to have because you're getting travel credits, you're getting lounge access, you're getting TSA PreCheck. There's just so many benefits. It is a higher annual fee of $395, but when you take all of that off, you're really, your annual fee kind of comes out to zero. Plus you're getting 75,000 points, which can be used for a lot of different airline partners. It can be used for Disney tickets. I just really like Capital One because of the flexibility of the way you can use the points. And I always think this is a great card. Now, coming in February 2026, I may differ my opinion on that with the things that are happening. I think there's going to be a new premier card out there for lounge access, and I might talk about that later on. But for now, I still think it's a great card to have in your wallet. Now, the cards that we don't know what is happening with are ones that are going to be coming out very, very soon. So stay tuned for that. But if you did not hear, the Chase Sapphire Reserve card is getting a whole new change. Their annual fee is going up significantly. Okay, so the annual fee right now is $550 and it's going up to $795. With this change, they are going to have to give a new welcome offer for people to get this premier card. So I am thinking it's going to be somewhere around 100 to 200,000 points is what I'm thinking. They're also going to be releasing a Chase Sapphire Reserve business card, which is going to be hopefully amazing and also with a large sign-up bonus. And so they have just come out with the increased annual fee and all of the new perks that it has and what it comes with because they completely revamped the card. So I'm not sure if the annual fee is worth it yet because I haven't seen the welcome bonus. But if they come out with something crazy like 200,000 points as a sign-up bonus or something like that, that might be a card that if you're looking for Chase points, like I'm always looking for Chase points, it might be something. So I'm looking for a new card to open, and there's a lot of great offers out right now, but I'm not sure if I want to grab them, and I want to wait to see what this Chase offer is going to be before I make my decision. So if you are looking for Chase points, you may want to hold out. I'm thinking this is coming here like at the beginning of July, if not sooner. So I'm going to kind of probably hold out just to see what the welcome offer is. But there's a lot going on right now, and there's a lot to choose from. And I would just say, make sure that you have a plan on how you're going to use them, especially if you're a beginner. It's always really nice to have a destination in mind and then work backwards. I teach this in my free travel formula on the formula of picking a destination and working backwards and finding the card that fits that specific trip so that you don't just open a card and then you're sitting there with like points, especially free night certificates, and you don't know how to use them. If you're looking for just flexible points because maybe you don't have a destination and you're like, I'm just trying to accumulate points and I don't have like a specific place in mind, then definitely don't go for like those free night certificates. You might just want to open up the Capital One Venture X or the Capital One Spark. If you don't have the Chase Sapphire Preferred, that's definitely a card you should grab, but maybe just accumulating those flexible points. And honestly, with especially those flexible point cards, you can't go wrong opening up a card. You can't make a mistake because if you open up the Capital One Venture X and you get 75,000 Capital One miles and you're like, I don't know what to do with them, I'm not going anywhere, they're not going to expire. They're just going to sit there until you're ready to use them. So you really can't make a mistake by opening up the wrong card, unless, like I said, it's those free night certificates because they are going to expire. But flexible points, you, in my opinion, can never go wrong with opening up a flexible point card because I promise you, at some point, you're going to use them. I have people come to me all the time. They do a one-on-one card concierge and they have like 500,000 American Express points that they've been accumulating for 3 years And they're like, okay, like, I'm ready to use these. Like, what can I do? And I'm like, well, we have lots of options. So we can go anywhere. We can fly first class. We can do all of these things. So those flexible points, I promise you, will be used at some point down the road, even if you don't have a plan for them now. But if you have any questions about any of the offers or which card you think you should open if you don't know, my DMs are always open. You can always email me. I'm more than happy to answer quick questions like that. And send you links to a credit card if you need something like that. But I will put the links to all the ones I just talked about here in the show notes. I'll even put the article about the Chase Sapphire Reserve card and all the changes that are coming up with that so you can stay updated. But I hope this was really helpful, and I hope that you open up a new card in the next month, start accumulating points. Don't ever get the paralysis where you just wait and you don't open cards, because if you're passing up on these opportunities and not accumulating points, you're just losing out. You're losing out on vacations. The more points you accumulate, the more vacations you can take. And around here, the goal is to take multiple vacations a year and travel luxuriously with your family. So I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for tuning in to Points to Paradise. If today's episode sparked new ideas for your next adventure, I would love it if you would share it with a friend or left a review. It helps so many more travelers like you find their way to freedom, joy, and unforgettable experiences. And if you're ready to start earning points and booking your own dream vacations, you have to join us inside the Travel Points Academy. This is where you will get the step-by-step roadmap to flying for free, staying in luxury resorts, and taking more trips a year without draining your bank account. Everything is linked in the show notes below. Until then, keep dreaming big, traveling smart, and following the joy that leads you to your own version of paradise.